To be or not to be? That is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mines to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against the sea of troubles, and by opposing, end them. Oh, I'll murder them tonight. I'll fracture them.
RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, and first in television, presents the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show. For your enjoyment, here is the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show, transcribed, written by Ed James and Lou Derman, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, John Hubbard, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Walter Scharf and his music, and yours truly, Bill Foreman. The title of tonight's little clam bake is The Barbells of Scotland, or Who Put the Muscle in Mr. Harris's Bustle? And now the stars of the RCA Victor program, Alice Faye and Bill Harris. There's a place for everything, and everything has its place. That's what I always say. What do you always say? Anyway, tonight, as we look in on the Harrises, Bill and Alice are busy trying to find a spot in the living room for their new seat. Love seat, that is.
You're my everything underneath the sun. You're my everything all rolled into one.
Put down that mirror and help me.
Oh. Okay, honey. You just say the word and these sinews of steel will snap into action. These brawny shoulders will strain to accomplish the impossible. Harris, the living mule train, will...
Never mind, Philip. Step aside and I'll push the love seat.
Oh, thank you, Willie, thanks.
Where do you want it, Alice?
Well, over near the fireplace, I think.
Willie, over near the fireplace.
All right. There. How does that look?
Well, I don't know. Somehow, a love seat doesn't look right in front of a fireplace.
Hey, put straps on it and it'll make a good hot seat. How's the family hot?
Willie, you think it would look better if...
What are you asking him for? You think it is? He don't even know what a love seat is.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Ask me. I'm an expert on all that furniture stuff. Hoop and Dale, Chicken Scoop, Lewis... Nutty Pine, Palomino Mahogany. Wormwood.
Yeah.
Ask me anything.
Well, how would you like the love seat in front of those two bay windows, huh?
I wouldn't.
And why not, pray?
Because, pray, it's none of the neighbor's business, pray. What my love seat is doing, pray. That's why not, pray. DeLong, pray.
All right, Willie, put it back where it was.
Again. There. Oh, Alice, I'm exhausted.
You're exhausted? Did you ever try lugging them cushions around?
Ah, Philip, let's face it. You're too old to indulge in activity of a physical nature.
Oh, I am. For your information, even a diesel engine puffs a little when it's getting up steam.
I know. But in your case, it isn't steam, merely hot air.
Oh,
now look, Willie. You owe Phil an apology. Come on, apologize.
Oh. Well, I apologize, Philip.
What's more like it?
I really should have more respect for old age.
Old age? Look, Willie, when you're wearing a toupee, they'll still be using my hair as a model for Shirley Temple dolls. Nerve of that guy. Me getting old. I'm as strong as I... Oh, Alice, do I look like I'm softening up?
Maybe we'd better leave the love seat where it is, Phil. I don't want you to strain yourself.
I'm not straining myself. And stop making me out like an old man. Come in.
Hi, Alice.
Hello, Elliot.
Hiya, Dad.
All right, don't go calling me Dad. Ain't much call around for banjos, Clyde.
What's white and hip today, Alice?
Oh, you know Phil. He and Willie are at it again.
Oh. Curly, you shouldn't let Willie aggravate your high blood pressure like that.
You don't aggravate my... Who's got high blood pressure?
Oh, I didn't mean that, Curly. I just meant getting excited ain't the best thing for hardened arteries, that's all.
Well, I know it ain't, but... Elliot, who's got hardened arteries?
Oh, an old uncle of mine. He's only 44 and stiff as a plank. He's got a lot at stake, too. You know, plank steak.
Hey, look, Elliot, I got news for you. It ain't funny.
I thought it was rather droll. Hey, Alice, that Willie must have given our boy a hard time, huh?
Well, he only meant it for Phil's good. Phil is getting a little heavy for his age.
That goes again. That goes again for his age. Last week it was the same thing. You're getting old. You're falling apart.
Phil.
You know, I played hooky from the fifth grade to see you in Alexander's ragtime band. You know that, don't you?
Phil, all I said...
The way you talk, you'd think I was 80 years old. A quintuplet or something. I knew that wouldn't get nothing. And another thing.
Excuse me, Philip.
What'd you do now?
Nothing.
Then why do I have to excuse you for?
I merely wish to speak to my sister, if you don't mind.
No. Go ahead. Don't pay any attention to old man Mose. I'll just curl up in front of the fire and count my vote for McKinley buttons.
What is it, Willie?
Alice, I merely wanted to tell you that I'm going shopping.
Good, I'll go with you. We'll be back in a little while, Phil.
Yeah, good. While you're out, see if you can pick me up some Malbath. That's pablum spelled backwards. Tell me I'm getting old. Younger than any of them. And I'm getting younger all the time.
Hi, Curly.
6 more birthdays and I'll be back playing that sock symbol in high school.
Hiya, Curly.
What are you grinning at?
Oh, I'm not grinning. I was yawning and my lip got stuck.
Well, I'm sticking, because it ain't funny.
You know, Curly, I hate to say this about the woman you love, but she's right.
Right about what?
About you. You ain't got no more muscles than a clam digger's apron.
Oh, is that so? I got muscles I ain't even used yet. I got muscles I ain't never going to use.
The trouble with you, Curly, you don't get no exercise.
What are you talking about? I work, don't I?
Oh, sure, but look, Curly, clipping Alice's coupons ain't exactly a pick and shovel job.
I use heavy scissors.
It ain't enough. You gotta lift that barge, tote that bale.
Go ahead, you're leaving out the best line. You know, you get a little la da 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 dee dum da.
All right, wait a minute, Curly. You know what you need? Exercise. You want to work out every day like Rocky Marciano or Kid Gavilan or Millicent Berry or...
Who?
Hmm?
Who?
Oh, Millicent Berry.
Who's she?
A girl I work out with from time to time?
Look, Elliot.
No, I'm not kidding, Curly. You ought to do something like... Wait a minute. I got it. I know just the thing, and it won't cost you a dime. A barbell.
Oh. Barbell, huh? Yeah. You know, I've always wanted one of them things.
You did?
Sure. Saves you banging your knuckles on the bar when you want a refill.
Curly.
Maybe I'll get a whole set. You know, they got all different kinds.
Curly.
They got martini barbells with a petrified olive for a clanger. And they got them old-fashioned barbells with or without a cherry.
Curly.
You're interrupting me, Elliot. Let me dream.
Look, I got a friend who works out with the weights all the time.
Oh.
Oh, that kind of barbell.
That's right. I bet you if I call the Ox, he'll be glad to lend you one.
The Ox?
Mm-hmm.
That's your friend?
You'll see him, Curly. He's built like a statue. Like a Greek god.
He is, huh?
A regular Adonis. And girls.
They go nuts about him.
They do, huh?
He gives his rejects to Marlon Brando.
Now.
Yeah.
You know, Elliot?
Yeah?
I have been feeling a little sluggish lately.
You don't say.
Maybe a little exercise would be good for me. Why don't you call your friend and see if you can borrow a barbell or two or three?
All right, I'll call him right now. In the meantime, you can work out with the orchestra.
To build muscles? You can't build muscles with an orchestra.
Vaughn Monroe did.
Vaughn Monroe! Go wash your mouth out with an RCA. Vaughn Monroe, where'd you pick that up? Get out of here.
Right.
I'll try it once. You mean old muscle voice? All right, come in here, fellas. Let's try it.
He's on. He's hauling.
We wasn't ready.
You're a little quick today, ain't you, Herman? And away now. Now go.
Piece of pudding. Piece of pudding. Piece of pudding hot. Piece of pudding hot. Piece of pudding cold. Piece of pudding in the pot. Just 9 days old.
Well, a patty cake, a baker's man. You got to put it in the oven just as fast as you can. Some like it hot and some like it cold. I like it in the pot 9 days old.
Piece of pudding hot. Piece of pudding cold. Piece of pudding in the pot. Just 9 days old. Didn't care much about going to school. It was all work and no play. But when I came home about 3:30, I loved to hear my mama say,
"Peace pudding hot,
hot pudding.
Got the peace pudding cold,
cold pudding.
Got the pudding in the pot,
hot pudding.
Just 9 days old,
9 days old.
I don't like ham, I don't like greens. If I get out of this by no means,
peace pudding hot, peace pudding cold, peace pudding in the pot." Just 9 days old. I don't want ham. I don't want greens. There's only one dish that pops will say. It's the beast pudding hot.
At the pot, pot pudding.
Beast pudding cold.
The cold, cold pudding.
Beast pudding in the pot.
At the pot, pot pudding.
Just 9 days old.
Just 9 days old. Mama said, son, here's 15 cents. Go watch that elephant jump the fence.
He jumped so high, he started to fly. We didn't get back till the 4th of July. Beast pudding hot.
At the pot, pot pudding.
Beast pudding cold.
The cold, cold pudding.
He's putting in the pot.
The pot, pot pudding.
Just 9 days old.
Just 9 days old.
Hot, hot pudding. Cold, cold pudding. Hot, hot pudding. 9 days old. Hot, hot pudding. Cold, cold pudding. Hot, hot pudding. Just 9 days old. He's pudding.
Hey, Curly, he's here. He's here.
Who's here?
The Ox.
The Ox?
Yeah, the Ox.
You heard of Keats, you heard of Shelley. Here's the Ox with his tremendous torso.
Hey, Curly, this is the Ox.
Yeah.
Oxy, this is Curly.
Yeah. Glad to know you, Oxy boy.
You want to shake hands with me? You'll have to reach down. I don't bend so good.
But I tell you, Curly, pure muscle.
Yeah, solid.
Yeah, solid.
Hey, Oxy, you didn't forget to bring the barbell, did you?
Forget it? What do you think this is under my arm?
Mae West?
He's a kidder, huh, Ellie?
That's the barbell, Curly. Boy, it's a big one, ain't it? Must weigh 300 pounds.
Oh, dear, what are you kidding?
No, I ain't kidding you. What does that thing weigh, Oxy?
Oh, this will go easy. 350 and a couple of odd ounces.
See?
Look, I got to go home and rinse out a few things. Where do you want the barbell?
Oh, just toss it over here.
Toss it? Okay.
I wonder if Alice is going to like a sunken living room.
Oxy, what did you do that for?
Because you asked for it.
Thank you, Ox Baker.
Tomorrow, if you want, I'll bring a bigger one.
No, Oxy. This is going to be fine. Great. Thank you very much.
Okay, fellas. I'll be seeing you.
What's your hurry, Ox?
You heard of Shelley? You heard of Keats? Goodbye, sad world. The Ox retreats.
Hey.
Hmm?
He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
What does he do?
Drives a good humor wagon.
It figures.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I listen to you again, Elliot.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have to do, just listen to you. Now, what are we going to do about that hole in the floor?
Same as last time. Cover it with a rug.
You can't do that. Alice will find out.
Not until somebody falls through.
All right. Go ahead. You get a rug and I'll lift the barbell.
Right.
Okay, Philip, you might as well start now. Just get a good hold on this thing and then... Hey, Elliot.
Yeah, Curly.
I'll get the rug. You lift the barbell.
Oh, come on. It can't be that heavy, Curly. Come on. You take one and I'll take the other. You ready?
Yeah.
Lift. Why don't we both get the rug?
Look, Elliot, we got to get this thing out of here before Alice sees it. Now, let's move it.
With what?
With what?
I asked you first.
Elliot, there's got to be some way. Hey, if we could only find a crowbar or something to shove underneath.
Yeah, but where are we going to find a crowbar or something to shove underneath?
Anybody home? I'm from the grocery.
Shirley.
Our little crow bait.
I brought everything but the corn, and I figured you guys had enough of that. That was pretty good, huh, fellas? I said I brought over some... What are you looking at me so funny for? Is me head on crooked or something?
Oh, no. Hey, come here, Julius.
I don't want it.
Nobody's going to hurt you, Julius boy.
I don't know. Every time you two guys get me alone, I'm safer behind the iron curtain.
Is that a nice thing to say after Mr. Harris was going to give you this beautiful barbell for a Christmas present?
In October?
Well, kid, you see, that way I get to deduct it from my income tax.
You can deduct the barbell?
Naturally. Everybody knows that. You lift the barbell, and where is it? Overhead.
A deductible item, if ever I heard one. Nice thinking, Curly. You ought to do my taxes next year, huh?
Well, Julius, if you want it, she's yours. Just pick it up and trot on home with it.
Go ahead, kid. What are you waiting for?
It's me instinct of self-preservation. Whenever me short hairs stand up on end and me ears begin twitching and me spine begins arching up, somehow I get suspicious.
Oh, that's fine. You hear that, Elliot? He don't trust us.
I can't understand it.
Okay, if you want to act that way, we'll just have to keep it ourselves.
Well, wait a minute. Okay, I'll take it.
Well, now you're talking. Okay, Julius, lay down.
Huh?
Well, you know, this ain't just an ordinary barbell.
It's for developing stomach muscles.
Yeah, and it only works when you're flat on your back.
Okay, kid, what are you waiting for?
It's them short hairs. They're standing up again.
Julius, tell them to lay down.
And you lay down with them.
Now, I don't know. Why do I get myself into things like this? Okay, so I'm down. Now what?
Okay, give me a hand, Elliot. We'll just roll this bar barrel over on top of it.
Wait a minute!
Okay, here we go.
All right, heave it.
Hey, this thing is heavy!
Okay, Julius. Stand up and take it home.
Are you kidding? I can't move. This poor little chest feels like it's touching.
I got news for you. It is.
Hey, Curly, we better get him out.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Okay, let's do it together. Come on.
Right.
One.
One.
Two.
Two.
Three.
You know what, Curly? It's stuck.
Yeah, I know. Now what do we do?
I don't know.
Fellas!
Maybe we feed him a couple of hundred cakes of yeast. And he swells up and the barbell slides off.
Sounds logical.
I won't eat him! Never, never, never! Get me out of here! Get me out, will
you? You know, Curly, there's only one way to get this thing off. We rent ourselves a derrick.
Yeah. Hey, a derrick, huh?
A derrick.
Hey, how'd that sound to you, Julius?
I'm saving all my testimony for the DA. Ooh, the pains.
What's the way that kid's acting, Elliot? You know, something might think he's getting balmy.
Everything's turning black. I'm floating around in the sky. A beautiful angel is singing.
You hear anything, Curly?
I don't know.
Gee, such beautiful music.
A song of love is a sad song. Hi, Lily. Hi, Lily. Hi, lo. A song of love is a song of woe. Don't ask me how I know. A song of love is a sad song, for I have loved and it's so. I sit by the window and watch the rain. Hi, Lily. Hi, Lily. Hi, lo. Tomorrow I'll probably love again. Hi, Lily. Hi, Lily. Hi, lo.
A song of love is a sad song. Hi, Lily. Hi, Lily. Hi, lo. A song of love is a song of woe. Don't ask me how I know. A song of love is a sad song,
for I have loved and I know. I sit by the window and watch the rain.
Hi, Lily. Hi, Lily. Hi, lo.
Tomorrow I'll probably love again.
Hi, Lily. Hi, Lily. Hi, lo.
Beautiful.
What?
The music.
Will you forget about it, Julius? Forget about it. There ain't been no music.
But I heard...
Look, it's that barbell on your chest. That's what's doing it. The whole thing is an obstacle delusion.
But, Mr. Harris,
look,
I heard...
Julius, Julius, will you just keep quiet now and wait till Elliot gets back with the derrick and we'll get you fixed up and nothing flat.
That's what I'm beginning to feel like. Nothing flat.
Hey, there he is. He's back. Hey, Elliot, did you get it?
You said it. The finest drive-yourself derrick in town.
Hey, do you hear that, Julius? The finest derrick in town.
I wish I was dead.
That happened, too. Okay, Elliot. You know how to run it all now, huh?
You betcha.
Okay, now listen to me. You got it all set?
Yep.
All right, now just lower the boom and then swing it through the window.
Roger. Here we go.
Elliot, what's the matter with you?
I thought the window was open. Did I break it bad?
No, you broke it good. Oh, Alice is going to kill me.
Well, that's why they put erasers on derricks. Let's try it again, eh?
Okay, now take it easy, will you?
Yeah, okay, here we go.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right, keep it going, Elliot.
Keep it going.
Raise it a little.
Raise it a little.
A little more.
A little more.
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 Raise it.
Raise it. A little.
Now look what you did. You broke down the window.
You have something, Curly? I just found out what's wrong. I'm a lefty. This is a right-handed derrick.
Oh, what am I going to tell Alice? She's going to murder me. There's
two more windows, Curly, and I'll have this thing down pat.
We ain't got two more windows. Elliot, will you please take it easy? Now move it back a little.
Move it back, okay. Contact!
That's it, okay now, huh? How you doing it?
Okay.
Up a little.
Up a little.
That's it.
That's it.
No, Elliot, stop! Elliot! Elliot, stop! Hold it, hold it, hold it!
Something wrong, Curly?
I said up a little.
Too far up, huh?
What am I going to do without a front door?
Well, you haven't had an open house for a long time.
Mr. Harris, please get me out of here. Me lettuce is wilting.
You stay out of here. Got enough trouble without you. Elliot.
Yeah?
Try and be more careful, will you?
Okay, Curly. I think I got it now. I'll swing it in through the window like it wasn't even there.
I got news for you, it ain't. Now look, Elliot.
Yes, sir?
Just swing it. Just swing it right into the room.
Okay, here we go.
Attaboy. Swing it right in the room. Right in there. That's it. Swing it right in. Elliot, get it out of the corner. You're bouncing against the wall.
I know, but man, did that crazy beat.
Stop that. Will you stop that?
Curly, you got to stop screaming like that. You're going to get ulcers.
Elliot.
Yes, Curly.
Take it over to Julius.
You ain't going to get that thing near me.
What are you worrying about? It's only a derrick.
Only a derrick, he says. I faint when a dentist punched a drill at me, and he tells me it's only a derrick.
Will you be still? Okay, Elliot. Bring it down.
Okay.
That's it, okay. Okay, that's it. Hold it.
All
hold
right.
it. I just got to hook it under this barbell.
Please, Mr. Harris, take that thing away. Let me stay under the barbell. I'm happy here, believe.
Will you please keep out of this? Okay, Elliot. It's all hooked up.
Now
look, this time, just take it right straight up.
Right straight up, okay.
Right up. Attaboy. Attaboy. Straight up.
Straight up.
Okay, hold it. Now you got it.
Okay.
You got it. Hold it right up there. Okay, Julius, you can get up now. You're loose. Julius. Julius, where are you?
Where am I? Ooh, that's rich. Standing up here like a nickel cigar in a claw machine. And he wants to know where am I. Ooh.
Julius. Get down off of my ceiling. You're getting spots on it.
Help! Maya, please!
Elliot, let him down.
Okay. Okay, Curly?
Look what you've done. You wrecked my whole piano.
Where's Julius?
I would say somewhere between middle C and the basement.
What did he say, Curly? What did he say?
Bill, what's going on in there? Who's playing the piano?
The piano? Oh, Liberace.
Who?
What did he say?
Yeah, Julius has given his invitation to Sophie Tucker. It's great in here.
Bill, we'll be back in just a moment. Lady, are you caught in the kitchen traffic jam when you serve a big meal? Must you choose between cold biscuits and a cold roast? Well, you know, the new RCA Estate range serves you a problem of getting everything at once. You can serve everything, meat, biscuits, vegetables, sauces, coffee, steaming hot at their peak of savory perfection. The barbecue meat oven for charcoal done flavor, the hideaway grid oil for top of range grilling, the big balanced heat bake oven. Dependable performance, easy operation. The new, the wonderful, the sensational RCA Estate gas and electric ranges. At your dealers now.
This is Phil again. On Tuesday, October the 20th, I'll be in Cleveland, Bob Hope's hometown, to appear with Bob on his first television show of the season. Give us a look in, huh? Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Included in this program transcribed was Alan Reed. The part of Julius was played by Walter Tetley. This has been an NBC Radio Network production.